If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
720 WGN. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming up in Chicago in September. You know, we've got a WGN team. I hope that you'll make yourself available or donate. I love finding out details about the latest studies involving any dementia or Alzheimer's stories, simply because we see how many baby boomers are developing it. I know that my mother-in-law is not here. My husband, before I met him, had the task of being her caregiver late in life, and she passed due to complications from Alzheimer's, and maybe you have it in your family too. Hattie Finnerty, sorry, Hattie, messing up on your name there, is a senior manager of education and community volunteer at the Alzheimer's Association Illinois chapter. She's been on with us before. I'm intrigued by this study that came out that said your dementia diagnosis could be related to your zip code. What do you know about this?
Yeah, so, you know, this study came out basically, just to kind of summarize it, is that they're looking at the reason why this is because of zip codes is because of just different access to care. So really, in a nutshell, when we think about this, you can say, let's say you live in Illinois, right? And some of us live in northern Illinois, some of us live in southern Illinois. The two different parts of the regions of Illinois have different access to care. So somebody that maybe lives in like rural America might not have access like somebody that lives in the Chicagoland area. So what we're seeing is, depending on people's zip codes, there might not be diagnostic tools available. So like PET scans, let's say, or there might not be, you know, doctors that are able to diagnose. Some people are traveling miles or hundreds of miles to get a diagnosis for this disease.
And so I guess if you're in one of those areas, that's really what you have to do. You have to take it into your own hands and make sure if the signs are there, or there's any indication that you do get the appropriate testing.
Yes, and I always encourage people, be an advocate for yourself. You know, oftentimes we think about, oh, it's just typical aging. But if you're starting to recognize those signs, it's important to talk to your doctor. And if you feel like you're not being heard, I always encourage someone, talk to someone else. If you need to get another opinion, then go to another doctor or, you know, a geriatric specialist or a neurologist to get that diagnosis.
And I think some of this came about because they've realized that there are markets where there are a lot of dementia diagnosis being and you would think, oh my gosh, well, that must mean in Miami or Lake Charles, Louisiana, or parts of Alabama or Michigan, there is a higher prevalence of dementia. No, it just means that they're testing for it at a rate greater than other areas of the U.S. And all of us want to know if this is something affecting us early, because there is hope now, right, Hattie?
Yes. And we're what we say in the era of treatment. So right now, that's actually a great word, is there is hope, because with an early diagnosis, you're able to be in these new therapies that are out there for individuals that are diagnosed in the early stages of this disease. So that gives people more time, you know, to do the things that they still enjoy doing, you know, whether it's walking their child down the aisle or, you know, graduation, whatever that is, it's giving them more time. So right now there are these therapies out there for people, again, just in the early stages of the disease. So we haven't had that. These therapies target, you know, one of the hallmarks of the disease. There's a lot of hope right now in this.
Yeah, so an accurate diagnosis is the first step to appropriate treatment and care. And to get that accurate diagnosis, sometimes, like you said, you have to be your own advocate or be an advocate for a family member that you know might be exhibiting some signs of dementia.
Yes, okay. Most definitely.
All right, and tell everybody about the walk. How can they jump on the walk and join us? I know you can go to WGNradio.com and check it out, but I have to compliment you because last year was my first year doing the Walk to End Alzheimer's Chicago. What an amazing setting. What a fun, festive event. And also very touching because there are people there who are suffering. There are people there offering care to those who have been diagnosed. And there are people there that just want to champion the cause.
Yeah, I think the walk, my favorite part of the walk is the opening ceremony where everyone's holding the flower. But what is so profound is the person that's holding that white flower, which is for one day to be our first survivor of this disease.
Oh.
So it brings chills, and I've been doing this for many, many years, but like you said earlier, that brings hope to people that one day that is ultimately it. We want a cure for this disease.
Absolutely.
So yes, if you would like to join us, Saturday, September 21st, like you mentioned earlier, is the date for the Chicago Walk, and you can just go on alz.org/walk, and you'll see all of the walks, and you can pick the one that's most convenient for you and just come out there and show support, bring your loved ones, and walk for this cause.
It's always great to talk to you. Thank you so much for doing what you do.
Thank you.
And
Have a great day. We
strongly encourage you that you become an advocate for somebody in your family or on your own behalf, because your zip code is related to your dementia diagnosis. That's important to know. And that was important research that she just talked about, that they discovered that. Also, if you want to join us on the walk, WGNradio.com. Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.